This is JIS News. Coming up, Prime Minister urges Caribbean tourism interests to embrace competition. Close to $1.5 million donated to Rise Life Management Services and several markets and arcades in Kingston and St. Andrew to be repaired. The details after this message.
The time is now for the opportunities that will arise from Jamaica's imminent transformation into the world's fourth logistics center. On January 21 and 22, the Jamaica Chamber of Commerce, in association with the Ministry of Industry, Investment and Commerce, JAMPRO and JBDC, present the Jamaica Logistics Hub Symposium at the Conference Center in downtown Kingston. Hear presentations from the world's busiest logistics centers. Singapore, Panama and Canada. Register now. Call JCC at 922-015021 or email info@jamaicachamber.org.jm.
Now the news. Prime Minister Portia Simpson Miller says tourism interests in the Caribbean must remain on the cutting edge to cope with competition from other areas. Mrs. Simpson Miller says to effectively compete, innovative policies such as the country's tourism master plan with the strategies that embrace concepts of sustainability must be implemented. She adds that in repositioning the industry across the region, countries must accept the competitive challenge and embrace the idea that cooperation on certain issues need not result in surrendering individual advantage. Mrs. Simpson Miller was speaking at the opening ceremony and awards presentation of Caribbean Travel Marketplace 2014 recently at the Montego Bay Convention Center in St. James. The Caribbean Travel Marketplace is the Caribbean's Hotel and Tourism Association's premier tourism trade event, which brings together tour operators from across the globe and supplier companies from various Caribbean countries, as well as other tourism interests. The state-run oil refinery Petrogem Limited has donated close to $1.5 million to Rise Life Management Services. The donation will assist with the non-profit organization's operational expenses and its current programs, such as the Rise Kids Club initiative.
We thought it was very far-reaching. It assists the young persons after school to get that care and monitoring to ensure that they are in a supervised environment. And not only supervised, but they are also learning as they come into your institution. We are happy to make that handover to you and to ensure that your programs will continue.
Human Resources Development and Administration Manager at Petrogem, Andrea Bent, speaking during a brief ceremony in Kingston Tuesday. Several markets and arcades in Kingston and St. Andrew will be repaired this fiscal year. Some of the facilities to be repaired include the Constant Spring and Pernell Charles Arcades and the Haywood Street and Stonyhill Markets. Mayor of Kingston, Senator Angela Brown Burke, says the work, which includes the repair of bathrooms and garbage bays within the markets, will result in a cleaner environment for both vendors and shoppers.
We really want to take the bathrooms one by one, going through all our markets, because we believe that anywhere that's a market or an arcade, we should have a bathroom with acceptable standards. Garbage collection within our markets. We also want to make sure that that is also up to standards.
Mayor Brown Burke was speaking during Tuesday's sitting of the monthly Kingston and St. Andrew Corporation KCC Council meeting in downtown Kingston. And the National Council on Education, the NCE, is now accepting nominations for membership to school boards in Region 6. Region 6 includes schools in Clarendon and St. Catherine. The tenure of the existing school boards in the region ends on March 31, and Executive Director of the NCE, Maris Murray, says replacements are already being sought in order to avoid possible delays come April. Ms. Murray says new members will receive specialized training to ensure they are equipped to effectively carry out their duties.
We have an initial training which we look at legal and regulatory environment. We look at human resource management. How do you manage performance? We look at accountability and we look at the management of our finances, because the school board has a pivotal role to ensure that their school has a school improvement plan, a plan which outlines a program of how the school will be improved over time.
Ms. Murray was speaking in an interview with JIS News. Persons interested in making nominations can contact the NCE at 922-8021. That was the JIS News. I am Camilla Guthrie.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.